I think Tad went through some of the injuries to get you updated on that. So I had a walkthrough today. Again, all situations. I feel good about this week in that, you know, some of the situations that have been brought up, talked about, that we feel have been need to be addressed. Went out there and did some live reps with it, you know, against the defense. So, you know, really tried to address in a different manner some of the things that have popped up. And you know, still got another day of preparation.
How'd you address it differently?
Well, I think we saw more live. You know, I think the for us is just the speed. So it really wasn't, okay, this is what the opponent's going to do. It was more just ones versus ones. Just defense played their package, offense there, and got some extra reps in different situations that way, you know, to play more at the speed of the game rather than a walkthrough mode.
A lot of conversations really about red zone offense, but on red zone defense, giving up a lot of touchdowns too.
Yeah. Right, yeah, there's no doubt. Looking at the defense, some things there, too, that, you know, we're noticing some things that happen. Some plays where, you know, we missed an assignment or, you know, on a run or a shovel pass or things like that popped up. But there were some things we feel like we can be even more disciplined and strict about. So, you know, hopefully more of that precision will come into play.
We talk about that all the time, but does that concern you just as much, the red zone defense?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, everything. We look at third downs and, you know, first down, I mentioned yesterday that the first down efficiency is pretty good. Second down is a little high. All right, we need to look at that. So you're always looking at all aspects of your defense, but red zone and third down are two areas that, yeah, we've spent some time on.
One receiver out and then two are questionable. So what's the level of concern at that, just position depth-wise?
Right. Well, I think, you know, with Neil Sterling, you know, he's making good strides. So, you know, that's a benefit for us. Brian Walters might be up until game day. So I think it'll be something that we'll evaluate tomorrow. See, we have another segment, a period of our practice that's full speed. So I think that'll be a big evaluation part of practice and where we're at with the receiving group.
Have you been given good indications that Hearns will be cleared next week?
You know what? We haven't talked too much about that. A little bit. You know, I think that, you know, going through all the steps, you know, what I recognize is it's more steps, not days. You know, it's like five steps that they have to go through. And I think some people automatically assume that's 5 days. But there are in some instance, depending on independent neurologists, that step one and two can be done the same day. You know, so, and that's what you saw with Josh Evans. You know, so I think, you know, and I'm getting a better understanding of it as well. But, you know, I know Hearns was making progress throughout these steps, so, you know, that's a good sign.
What have you seen between, if anything, between Blake's chemistry with Marquise? Has it picked up at all this weekend?
Yeah, you know, because they've gotten more reps together. You know, so I think, you know, Marquise, you guys have talked to him, understand where he's at, and you sense the same change that I've seen. So I think that for him, you know, the amount of reps that he's gotten is always good. You see guys like Julius and Blake, the last couple have gone off on their own and worked on some timing things, and you're seeing the same things with Blake and Marquise. So, you know, that's a work in progress, but continues, you know, to be improving.
In previous years, if you guys lost a playmaker like Hearns, it was really difficult. Do you feel with A-Rob and Julius and even TJ out of the backfield?
Yeah, I think we've always had, you know, the stories that take place, and when you have an injury like that, someone comes up and can take advantage of the opportunity. And, you know, they were excited to see if, you know, Marquise and Rashad and those guys, and see them given more of an opportunity what they can do.
Does Rashad's special teams responsibilities take away from what you can do with him at wide receiver, at least from
no.
the workload?
No, I wouldn't say at all. But we really like Rashad. I think that him coming back from his injury, and he gives us something that we don't have. You know, the suddenness that he has. So, yeah, no, we wouldn't look at it that way.
Gerhardt out. Where is he? Was he close?
Yeah, he's in the process right now of just gathering information and seeking out as much as he can from our trainers, from our doctors, and you know, second opinions. And, you know, he's in that stage right now, competing to get all the information, then make a decision.
So is it the same kind of thing as early in the season?
Yes, it's stemming from that same thing.
Are your numbers okay where if these, you probably don't have to make a roster move around? Are you okay running back and receiver?
Yeah, I think in case if something happened, you know, at certain position, that might be an option.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.